Welcome to AI Safe and Sound, an expert podcast series from Munich Re. Together with various players from the AI industry, it explores AI's potential, provides inspiring perspectives on the technology, as well as challenges involved and how to overcome them.
Welcome back to AI Safe and Sound, your quarterly update on the most transformative applications of AI in business and insurance. I'm Alexandra, an underwriter of AI performance risk at Munich Re, and your host. This episode, we'll talk about how AI can be utilized to quantify risk and the implications of this quantification on high-stakes decision-making in industries like healthcare. Of course, with high-risk decisions comes the need for protection, so we'll also examine how such AI models can contribute to novel insurance concepts. Quantifying risk is important to facilitating the ultimate adoption of machine learning tools, and to discuss her novel methods for algorithmic insurance, we have Agni Ofanadaki, Associate Professor of Operations Management at Oxford University. Agni, tell us about how this idea came about and what you're looking into at the moment.
Hi, Alex. Really great to be here. Thank you so much for the invitation. There's a bit of a backstory to how I started working in this area. For many years, my research was focused on developing novel machine learning algorithms to personalize clinical and operational decision-making in healthcare. So I was working on creating new algorithms and then collaborating with doctors to try to deploy them in clinical settings. So after many years of being in this research area and seeing how much excitement there is about AI, I realized that a lot of these models are being developed and validated, but only a very small fraction of them are getting deployed in practice. So I started thinking of why we do not see more of these algorithms being deployed. And there are multiple reasons like IT integration issues, workflow disruptions, biases, the fear of privacy. But after talking with the physicians, it all boils down to the question of who bears the responsibility for algorithmic mistakes. Doctors really care for their patients, and at the same time, they do not understand the mechanics of artificial intelligence. So we are trying to change the way they provide care for their patients, and at the same time, we're not able to answer these questions. It's really hard to convince them to trust a machine or a software that tells them what to do without giving them an explanation of why this is the case. And so trying to tackle this problem, we came up with this idea that if we provide insurance guarantees for the mistakes of artificial intelligence, we'll be able to solve this problem. We'll be able to provide a way for doctors to cover the risk of artificial intelligence without asking them to be liable for the mistakes they do. And so that's kind of how this idea came up. And since then, it's only been an exciting way of working through the mechanics of how we can really estimate the risk of artificial intelligence and accordingly develop like insurance products for it.
Joining us this episode is Neeraj Sana, a research scientist at Munich Re who has the enviable job of reviewing the AI models of companies to guarantee that they work as promised when they're seeking insurance coverage. Neeraj, what part of your work led you to interacting with academia, and what in particular are you collaborating on with Agni?
Thank you for the introduction, Alex. It's nice to be here, and I'm really looking forward to today's discussion. Machine learning is a fast-moving field, and you need to be updated with all the latest developments. And this makes it imperative to interact with university so that latest scientific literature can be used to improve business products. Agni developed the idea of algorithmic insurance separately during her PhD. And one of her students was looking at extending this idea to different verticals. And the student was very pleasantly surprised to realize that we already have an insurance product in the market that can cover different risks arising from machine learning. And this is how the connection was built. The student wrote to us, and since then we have been collaborating with each other.
So The collaboration between you both is in a way based on this idea of algorithmic aversion. So the idea that decision makers are still reluctant to integrate algorithms in decision-making processes, even when these algorithms could actually perform better and more accurately than human decision makers. Agni, you took a particular focus on this aversion in the healthcare industry, which makes sense given the stakes are so high when it comes to personal well-being and safety.
So I'd like to start by saying that this is actually not the first time that we as a society are called to face such dilemmas. And let me make an analogy that actually comes from an old but timely example about 100 years ago. So similar situations gained spotlight at that time when cars became accessible to the broader consumer audience in urban areas after World War I. By that time, motor vehicles had become fast and less expensive, and manufacturers were expecting an increasing portion of society to enter the market. Nevertheless, the vast majority of households were still reluctant to adopt the technology as it could entail disproportionately high financial risks. In the absence of insurance policies, injured victims would seldom get any compensation in an accident, and drivers often faced considerable costs for damage to their car and property. Now, to ensure that all vehicle owners and drivers can be protected against the risk of causing an injury or death to third parties, the Road Traffic Act was established in 1930 in the United Kingdom, introducing the first compulsory car insurance scheme. Now, over the years, legal questions related to responsibility became intrinsically linked to third-party liability. And in general terms, third-party liability covers like this protection against claims resulting from injuries or mistakes or damage to property or individuals. So nowadays, this kind of like liability coverage has become so important that it is often required for automotive insurance policies, product manufacturers, anyone who practices medicine or law. So in a way, we are asking right now decision makers to drive cars without insurance, only though this time the car is not the motor vehicle, but it's actually AI models. So if I ask you today to drive your car without insurance, you wouldn't be so happy about it. And I believe we're exactly the same setting with artificial intelligence and data-driven algorithms. And so I do see this analogy because I do think that the market is similarly ready as it was about 100 years ago, but still people are afraid. So we need this kind of mechanism to ensure the buy-in of decision makers in the market.
What are the risks of these machine learning models that could necessitate a new type of insurance?
So basically, to support the adoption of these models, one could think that we should ensure protection for two types of risk. One is like the liability risk of AI in terms of causing like severe accidents. An example of that could be breast cancer detection. Imagine like deploying an AI model that misdiagnoses a woman with breast cancer. Well, that raises a concern because that woman, for example, could go through severe emotional stress, unnecessary testing or operations because of the because of the wrong diagnosis. But at the same time, the risk becomes even more important when a woman does have breast cancer and the AI model fails to catch it, fails to send and refer the woman to a particular specialized doctor in oncology and start a timely treatment. And so in that case, the AI model's decision is putting at risk the patient's life, which is even a more severe case of liability. But even if we move away from liability, even if we say that, look, artificial intelligence is not going to make autonomous decisions, eventually there's also an operational risk in the deployment of AI. So imagine that every time the AI model flags somebody with breast cancer, a series of tests or additional visits to doctors are automatically initiated. if that alert was unnecessary, if the woman didn't have cancer and we only started this process as a safety check, that is something that is expensive. It's an operational toll to the hospital and the clinic because these tests come at a cost. This time that the doctors and the physicians will have to dedicate is expensive. And so we are now talking about a series of operational risks that are provoked by AI for the organizations, for the companies that choose to deploy them. And this is not only something that is relevant in healthcare. This could be directly applicable to the context of predictive manufacturing or trying to detect whether a machine needs maintenance or if we need to have like a safety check for privacy or cybersecurity. There is a trade-off between how we deploy AI, because the more autonomy we give to it, the more liability risk arises. And the less autonomy we choose to have, the more operational risks arise. So what we are trying to do here is measure this risk and put a value to it.
Agni summarized the different types of risks that can originate from a machine learning model. These risks make it difficult for a machine learning developer to sell their applications and to build trust with their end customers. This is where performance guarantees can be useful. In addition to the software products which machine learning developers offer, they can associate a guarantee. And this guarantee would cover for the financial losses that could result from a machine learning model underperforming. Obviously, this leads to liabilities for the machine learning developer and for the software company. And this is where the insurance policy could be very helpful in transferring these liabilities to an insurer. The insurer needs to carefully and meticulously model this risk, and it can exploit the uncertainty quantification techniques to provide a fair price for these insurance policies, so that it remains competitive in the market.
So ensuring a predicted level of performance using the quantification of the risk of this underperformance can actually improve our trust in the idea that the AI will work as promised. Part of the reason this uncertainty exists comes from how a machine learning model produces an output. They don't predict with certainty, rather they give a prediction or an output and say how confident they are of the accuracy of that prediction. Uncertainty quantification frameworks could then actually be added as another layer of information on these machine learning models to give some sort of indication on the confidence of these complex models in making predictions. Agni, how can quantification frameworks be applied in your focus area of healthcare to understand this function of the models, and what impact does this framework have on their adoption?
There are a few ways that we're trying to think about this and to provide a solution to this problem. One approach is to say that the AI model is going to give you a probability and not the decision. So, for example, it will give you a probability that the woman has breast cancer, but now it is going to be up to the machine learning modeler, the hospital, and the radiologist to decide, is this probability really a yes or a no? Is 70% a yes, or is it a 30% a yes? In other words, you have to set a threshold above which the answer is going to be classified as the woman having breast cancer, and below this threshold, it's going to be classified as the woman not having breast cancer. So one way of solving this problem is to say, let's put a price on the error on both sides. Let's put a price on misclassifying a woman with breast cancer and misclassifying a woman without breast cancer. Now, using the machine learning model and the data that we have tested, we can actually find the proportion of the error on both sides and then decide basically what is really the threshold that minimizes the overall risk for the organization, for the hospital. And really, because errors are associated with prices that reflect the severity of that error, we can basically identify what is the mode of implementation, what is really the threshold that minimizes the overall risk for the hospital. There's another aspect on which we're working with NIRAS. So let's say you are making a prediction, but this does not necessarily mean that this prediction is false with 100% accuracy. Maybe what we want is to say, well, we are able to identify the probability of cancer more or less in the vicinity of it. So we can tolerate a margin of error of plus minus 5%. And so that way we can guarantee that we're going to be in the bucket of 10% of risk of cancer with, let's say, 95% certainty or 98% certainty. That means that now we are reversing the problem and we're asking the hospital to tell us, what is the bucket of risk that you're comfortable with? Plus minus 10%, plus minus 5%. If they tell us the bucket, then we can tell them with how much certainty we're going to be falling within that bucket. And that's how we are now thinking about how much risk we are undertaking. In other words, really trying to develop a framework which puts some bounds on the risk that we have given the specific machine learning model and then accordingly evaluating it.
Niraj, the framework where a machine learning model can quantify its performance sounds like it would be a lot easier for you to assess and determine how to ultimately price and cover an insurance protection for this model. So, providing insurance for AI models, as Munich Re's AI Sure product does, would be in the end better tailored to the needs of a client, as the specific types of loss scenarios, such that Agni just explained, could be more accurately predicted and then insured. How does this cooperation improve your offering to AI providers?
Machine learning can influence the insurance industry in two different ways. One is automated underwriting using machine learning. In this case, you would use a machine learning algorithm to assess the risk, price it, or do other steps of the underwriting procedure in an automated fashion. And this is separate from what insurance products that cover financial losses resulting from machine learning cater to. So in the latter case, what you're concerned with is covering financial losses resulting from machine learning underperformance, and this requires an insurer to underwrite AI risks. Obviously, both the paradigms can be combined with each other. One can have an insurance policy that covers the losses resulting from a machine learning algorithm that's being used to underwrite risks, but that's something to be explored in the future.
So what do you see as the next steps for your team in underwriting robust AI models?
The next big question for us would be to understand how the performance of machine learning models can change post-deployment. And this can happen in certain applications where the input to these models can change drastically or can vary with time. In such scenarios, the risk which the insurer estimates while writing the policy can be very different than the risk which is being actually experienced post-deployment. So efforts need to be put into understanding how the risk evolves over time and how it changes with the change in data distribution.
Agni, machine learning methods have come a long way since you first imagined this concept as a PhD student. Now Munich Re has developed a method to underwrite the performance of machine learning models to boost their adoption. What would you like to see happen in the market next? And what's the challenge that you're hoping to tackle?
You're definitely right. Things have changed a lot since I started working on this problem. And now, while we do have a baseline methodology to estimate algorithmic risks, many questions remain unanswered. I'd like to say that this is really a new field that we're working on right now. And the work that we're doing hopefully will set the foundations of this new area. there are many open questions that we're trying to tackle. One of the things that I'm really interested in is how should we be thinking about portfolios of machine learning models? In reality, most organizations will not deploy just a single machine learning model, but a portfolio of those, like multiple machine learning models. So taking the example of the hospital, it will not just be a machine learning model predicting breast cancer. It will be a model for breast cancer. It will be a model for length of stay prediction, the risk of readmission, whether a patient has diabetic retinopathy. All of these come together under the same umbrella. And so now the question is, how much dependency is there in the risk across these models? And how should we be thinking from an insurer's perspective of diversifying a risk portfolio and underwriting a combination of machine learning models? The other challenge that I would like to solve is going back to specifically my home field, healthcare, and trying to understand the interactions between machine learning models and human decision makers. And so right now, I'm very excited to say that we're starting a partnership with a big healthcare system in the United States, Hartford Healthcare, together with Munich Re, to try to empirically validate for the first time how these frameworks work in practice, how do practitioners interact with AI models, and how we should be thinking about the joint risk between machine learning and AI, because in reality, it's going to be very hard to see fully autonomous agents being deployed in this setting. And so we shouldn't be thinking about human risk in isolation, medical malpractice, and AI risk in isolation, liability and operational risk. It's the combined system that matters. So a big challenge right now is to try to see how should we be deploying these AI solutions? What is the type of autonomy from the AI model that would lead to the best possible quality of service and patient outcomes, and as a result, minimal risk to really make a difference in the patient lives?
It's been really interesting to hear how your work can impact not just business owners, but individual people who put their trust in a machine learning model to make critical decisions for them. To our listeners, if you want to learn more about algorithmic insurance as a new way to quantify and price risk that you might be exposed to, Professor Ofanodaki's paper is linked in the show notes. Agni, Neeraj, thank you both so much for your time today.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you, Neeraj.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you, Agni.
I hope you'll join us for the next episode of AI Safe and Sound.